The Think Tank. KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
You've probably heard this. Okay, boomer. It's an internet meme and a dismissive generational put-down. To be fair, the world being passed on by us baby boomers leaves a lot to be desired. Climate change threatens our way of life, wars everywhere, and half the country is not talking to the other half. You think this is new? Consider the world we baby boomers were born into. School drills where you hid under a desk to protect yourself not against a lone gunman, but from nuclear annihilation. Ever distribute booklets on how to build a nuclear bomb shelter in your basement? I remember that one as a Cub Scout project. Looking for a job? The newspaper had two help wanted sections, help wanted male and help wanted female. In half the country, there were separate sections for most everything, labeled whites only for some and colored for others, separate and very unequal. Pollution? You could dump open sewage into any stream or river, and no one gave it a thought. It was so bad that Cuyahoga River near Cleveland actually once caught on fire. And factories were free to belch anything at all into the air. Los Angeles had a permanent smog, and there was no such thing as a clear day, ever. And the country was as divided then as now. Once young boomers, at least the male ones, were subject to be drafted into a war that at best was none of our business, and at worst required that we fight and possibly die for what many of us thought was the wrong side. After the president referred to students as campus bums, a few days later, peaceful college students were shot and killed on an American campus. Worse yet, those doing the shooting wore uniforms, American military uniforms, in the heartland of America. At least in 9/11, the perpetrators were not our fellow citizens. Consider the emotional impact of that. 1968 in Chicago, the police engaged in what a presidential commission called a police riot. They brutally beat up demonstrators. Outrageous? Half the nation cheered them on. Object to any of this and you risk being labeled a traitor to your country. My country, right or wrong, we were told. Blind obedience. And a lot of boomers acted. Young people risked their lives and some were killed to fight legal segregation in the South. Millions marched against a war that many thought was not only wrong, but immoral. Starting with Earth Day in 1970, we began environmental consciousness. Civil rights, women's rights, environmental awareness, none of these were even given a thought until we boomers embraced these issues. The results were uneven, and there's a lot left to be done. We learned that there are powerful interests opposing most of these goals. Yeah, it's probably time for a new and energized generation to take over. We boomers inherited an imperfect world, and we're passing along an equally imperfect one. But we inherited a world where the assumption was that the only people suited to running things were selected from a small cadre of white males. Future generations will not be so hampered, and you can thank us for that. But that probably won't happen. As John Sebastian said, all the things we worked for, our kids assume. There's nothing new in wanting to see your elders move aside. But, okay, boomer, is that all you got? If you want to tell the older generation to get out of the way, at least do it with some panache. Wonder how to do that? Listen to the words of a Nobel laureate.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Oh, from mothers and fathers throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
That, not okay, Boomer, is how you tell the older generation it's time to pass the torch. This is Mike O'Neill, and I'll see you next week in the Think Tank. And remember, it's always tempting to think that you're at the worst place in history, especially if you don't have much of a basis for comparison.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me.